Welcome back to Mugs in the Morning, everyone, and we are pleased now on the show to welcome in our Nebraska State Attorney General, Mike Hilgers. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Corey. Good to talk to you today.
You betcha. And we've also got the North Platte Chief of Police, Steve Reeves, in studio with us. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. And the reason that we've got you both online to talk here at the same time is because you just announced a partnership, and you're joining, Mike, with statewide leaders to launch a website which is going to support law enforcement and prosecution recruitment efforts. Attorney General, I'll come to you first. Who did you come up with this idea, or in your working with law enforcement, kind of float this idea out, and when did it start, and how did it come about?
Yeah, well, it's been a little bit of a labor of love over the last year or so that's really come from our conversations with great law enforcement teammates like Chief Reeves in North Platte and others around the state. What we realized was we do have a recruitment challenge in most parts of the state, but we also have an extraordinary story to tell, because there are men and women living and working in greater Nebraska today who are serving in law enforcement and are living a life filled with purpose, that have a great quality of life and are making real difference in their community. And we thought what we need to do is just tell that story and be able to put that on a broader platform. And so what we did is we put together this website, securethegoodlife.nebraska.gov, with a whole host of information, including testimonials. I think Chief Reeves is on there telling people what it's like to live and work in law enforcement in greater Nebraska, to start to allow that next generation of recruits to really visualize what it's like and all the great things that come with working in these communities. And so it was a labor, it was a labor of love, but it was one that was a great team effort where we worked with all of our teammates all across the state of Nebraska, and we're really excited for it.
Did this partially come about because you've been hearing of shortages of maybe people that are going to the academy and working towards becoming police officers?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I visited all 93 counties my first year, Corey, and one of the top three concerns, and really a concern with every agency that I met with, was recruiting. And so we try to unpack the challenge. You're not going to solve that problem just with a website. It's training center resources, it's compensation, but a big part of it is just telling the story of how great it can be to work in these communities in this profession. So did come from I think we try to solve a lot of problems is really listening. You know, it was ground up. We talked to our partners. We heard what was on their minds. We said, how do we roll up our sleeves and help try to solve this problem?
Well, I'll come now to the Chief of Police, Steve Reeves, and Chief, talk about when you met with the Attorney General, and I know he had several roundtable discussions all around the state, but when he came out here, what were some of the concerns that you voiced to him?
Well, when we were all together as a group, we're experiencing the same thing that every other law enforcement agency across the state is. We used to have a pretty large applicant pool when we tried to recruit police officers, but that's dwindled. And so we're looking for a different recruitment approach. And I'm very happy that the Attorney General and his staff took this on and come up with a great website that I think is going to be beneficial to all of us across the state.
One of the big things as far as you look to recruiting is emphasizing the positives. There's a lot of great things, and I think nationally we hear so much negative news about what police are involved in, mostly in bigger urban areas. But to combat that, it's filtered down somewhat, hasn't it, into rural areas, maybe as far as what people generally think about police officers? Do you find that to be the case, too?
I think there is some influence there, but one thing we have here in Nebraska are supportive communities. And if we didn't have that, I wouldn't be in this profession. So somebody's looking for a place to work where they have the support of the community. All across Nebraska is a good place to do that.
And one more for you, Chief. What is your expectation out of this now that this has been announced, the website is up and running, and obviously you hope to get more applications out of it. But other than that, what are you looking for out of this initiative?
We're just always looking for new tools to help us, and this is just one of those. So the website went live maybe hour or so ago, and it's already linked to our Recruiter's
right.
Corner on our webpage. So we just want to use all the resources we can to try to get quality candidates.
And it's just as far as for folks listening to us on Cody, North Platte, NE.gov is where they want to go for a website then, and find the recruitment tab. Is
yeah, it's on the
for.
City of North Platte's website, and then okay. There's a recruitment corner there for the police department, and the link is on that page.
You know, it really doesn't take that much. I mean, obviously, you got to have your heart in, but from what I've heard, I'm sure it's pretty intense when they go to the academy there. But other than that, you know, if you do a good job there, you're going to get a good job, aren't you?
You are, and the Attorney General is right. There's other components in play here, but they're expanding the staff at the training center, and we're really looking forward to the future. I think we're going to have better luck with our recruitment process and our training process.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I'll come back to you, Attorney General, and just your this to bring this about, to have the discussions, and then to have ideas come about, just like the sustainable beef thing the other day. I'm sure you heard a little bit about that, a big beef processing plant going to be firing up here in North Platte. But discussions are one thing, but sometimes they don't come to fruition, and now you're seeing this come to fruition, and you're going to see it hopefully grow and really bolster our police forces around the state.
That's right. And by the way, I was speaker when we helped support the sustainable beef. So to see an idea become reality there, I think, is such a great story. And that's what we're trying to do here. And partly because we want to do the right thing, but also partly we know, and whether it's the law enforcement community or just in public service generally, that so much gets done if we have trust. And trust comes in part by doing what you say you're going to do and executing on the things that you say you're going to go execute on. And when we went around the state, we heard a lot about recruiting. We were doing a lot. We opened up an Ogallala office, the first time the Nebraska Attorney General's had an office west of Lincoln, that as far as we're aware. We're doing this website. We've got other initiatives, both launched and to come. But we've also been working on mental health issues. We have LB 386 that's going to be heard tomorrow. That's a bill that came out of the conversations that I've had with my law enforcement partners. And so I think it's a great reflection of the work that we can do when we're all just rolling up our sleeves to try to do the right thing, listen to one another, and actually authentically solve problems, which isn't about talking about solving problems, but actually doing the work to try to solve problems. And I couldn't be more grateful for Chief Reeves and all the other members of the law enforcement family for their collaboration and their time working with my team to get it to this point.
Again, the website's securethegoodlife.nebraska.gov, and you posted real stories of hometown heroes serving our greater Nebraska communities, and you've got some pretty heady compliments from both of Nebraska's U.S. senators and the three congressmen I see, too.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to have the support from them. And I would say for people who go on the site, Corey, one of the most powerful things and the reasons we did it was just to let people visualize what it could look like to live and work in these communities. And I guess sometimes the hardest thing for people to overcome, maybe they're in a different state, maybe they're in a larger city, and they don't even think it's right for them. But hearing the stories of Chief Reeves or the county attorneys or the sheriffs around the state, I think for so many people, they're going to hear that and say, you know what? I want a life of quality and purpose, and maybe this is right for me too. So that's our hope, and we're glad the federal delegation and others are so supportive.
Yeah, and you've got a wide variety of people, the groups, agencies that are partnering with you, too, and from a wide variety, including the Nebraska Crime Commission. They want to be a part of this, too.
They've been a big part, and to Chief Reeves' point, it's not just a recruiting site, it's not just compensation, but it's also you get all the way to recruit somebody, you got to get them through the training academy. And the Crime Commission and Director Tuma have been great in really expanding the capacity at the training center and doing more to help in all phases of the recruitment and onboarding process. So, yeah, we're doing a lot of work on a lot of fronts, and we think ultimately it's going to pay off and really do a lot for recruiting in Nebraska.
Okay, Attorney General Mike Hilgers and North Platte Chief of Police Steve Reeves have been our guest on the show this morning, and we'll have more mugs coming up for you right after this.